We're in Siman Tov Kuf Pehei, the halachas of the brachas of the shofar, and we're up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Sif Gimel, Dalar and Hay. We'll be actually completing the Siman. So the Mechaber says, "In hischil litkoa, if you began blowing, v'lo yachol ha'ashlim, the Baal Tokeah was incapable of completing the blowing of the shofar. Yashlim acher, another person can take his place, even three or four people, and they're all covered by his original bracha. What happens if they didn't hear the bracha? So the halacha is that they still have to make another bracha, but the tzibur doesn't. So got this case, the Baal Tokeah got stuck, he just was not capable of blowing more. They call in a Baal Tokeah from elsewhere, who has not yet heard the bracha. The halacha will be that this other person will have to make a bracha, but not for the tzibur, because they already heard a bracha. So he would say it silently. He would make a bracha balachash, he would make a bracha silently, and then he would continue blowing. Yeah, so this is the halacha. If they did get stuck, then they can continue blowing with the same bracha. Next sif, sif dalid. Acher tokeh v'lo shatz. Another person should blow and not the shliach tzibur. The chazan should not be the one blowing shofar. Kedei shelo yizbalbel. In order that he not get confused, he's being the shliach tzibur, the chazan, as well as the Baal Tokeah. So he may get confused. Says the Mechaber, v'imu muftach shechozer litfiloso. If it is clear to him, he's experienced, and he knows it'll get right back into his davening, rashoy litkoa, he's allowed to blow. Rashoy litkoa, the Mishtabura points out, means lichat chila. There is nothing wrong with having the chazan being the Baal Tokeah if there is no fear that he's going to get confused. Furthermore, for us, we daven out of machzorim. Back in the days of the Gemara, they would daven Baal Peh. Since we're davening out of machzorim, the real chash that he's going to get confused is really not that great. Therefore, if you're talking about an experienced shliach tzibur, certainly davening out of a machzor, there's no reason why he cannot also be the Baal Tokeah. He's allowed to be the Baal Tokeah. Now, on this, the Rama says, "Hagav edafka tkiyah shal seder hatfilos l'shatz litkoa." It's only the tkiyas during the seder hatfila, which means the malchiyah zechrona shofris, only there that the shliach tzibur should not be the one blowing because he can get confused. Aval tkiyas shetokim miyushav, dainu kodem mishesbal l'musaf. The first 30 sounds, the first 30 kolis that are said before musaf, there the halachi is that even the shliach tzibur is allowed to, because at that point he's not davening. The fear that he will later get confused because earlier he blew, that really doesn't go. So therefore, even if he's not sure that he's going to get back to his tefillah without getting confused, the halachi is he can blow the first 30. Then the Rama says, "V'meina shliach tzibur tokeh miyushav." If not for this case, I mean outside of this case, Ro'ui, it is ideal that the one who blew the first 30 should also be the one that is blowing the other kolas. In other words, ideally, you should have one Baal Tokeah for all 100 kolas that we blow. Because the one who is maschil b'mitzvah, omrim lo gemar, the one who begins the mitzvah, we tell him to finish. However, in the case where the shliach tzibur, who is not so sure of himself, is blowing the first 30, so he's incapable of blowing the rest, there we'll have him blow the first 30 and someone else will blow the rest. But otherwise, one person should blow everything. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down what happens if you have a shliach tzibur that is not muftach. He does not know if he'll be able to get back to his davening without getting confused. But there's no one else that knows how to blow. What are we better off doing? Having him take a chance of getting confused in his davening, or not being mekayim the mitzvah of blowing al seder hatfilah, and only blowing after davening. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two dais, two opinions, and his maskan is da'ovid kamar ovid. You can do either one. In other words, in either case, we're not doing what's ideal. In one case, you're taking a chance that he may get confused and get confused in his davening. In the other case, you're just missing out on the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar al seder hatfilah. Now the next thing is the Mishnah Berurah brings up the minhag that some places have where they actually divide the tkiyas. They have someone doing the tkiyas the miyushev, someone else the mu'umid, and in some cases they even have one person blowing for malchias, one for zechronas, one for shofars. Says the Mishnah Berurah, although the Ramos said that's not the way to do it, don't tamper with minhag Yisrael. Yisrael kadoshim heim, and for chivuv ha-mitzvah, because the mitzvah is so dear to them, they want to get as many people in there. So that if you have such a minig, you can continue with it. But establishing such a minig in a place that doesn't have it, the Mishnah Berurah is not saying to say, because the Ramah tells us that it's ideal that you not divide the tekiyas. Now we go further. Says the Ramah, Nohagim lahakros lifnei hatokeyas seder hatekiyas mila b'mila kedel shelo yite v'nochon hu. It is a minhag, not a halacha, this is a minhag, that you have a makri, someone telling the Baal Tokeya, the Tokeya, what to blow in each case. Now this is a minhag. We have a similar situation, which is not a minhag, but a halacha, and that's in Birkas Kohanim. When the Kohanim go up to Duchen, there's a halacha of Omor Lehem, a Yisroel is supposed to tell the Kohanim what to say. There it's a halacha. Here it's a minhag. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that in the case of Birkas Kohanim, there's a machlokus with regard to the first word, Yivarechacha. There are some who say that it is not right to be mafsik between the bracha of Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvah Sav and the actual Birkas Kohanim, let the Kohanim start right away and not have the Yisrael say Yivarechacha, especially because there's no reason why they should get confused with the very first word. The halacha there is that we say Yivarecha as well, because we hold that the mitzvah of Amor Lehem means say everything. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the case of Tkiyah Shofar, where it's only a minhag, and the purpose of the minhag is only in order that he not get confused, then with the first Tkiyah, there's no reason he should get confused. It's a hefsik between the bracha of Lishma Kol Shofar and the actual first Tkiyah. On the other hand, the Shlah brings down that there is an inyan to say everything beforehand. Although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, I believe the Shlah says it's the pasuk of Moshe Adaber v'Elokim Yanenu B'Kol, that there's an inyan of saying first. Therefore, the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out is, in a place where the minhag is that they say the first tekiyah to, say the first tekiyah, a place that does not yet have an established minhag, you're better off starting with the tokeya blowing the first tekiyah without anyone saying it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the various customs with regard to who the makri is. He says that if there's a mora hara, if there's a rav in the shul, then he's supposed to. Whereas otherwise, this actually belongs to the Baal Shachris. The Baal Shachris is the one that would be the makri. The minig generally is that you have a Baal Halacha doing it, and we'll see later, he's got to know the halachas of exactly when a key has to be repeated, when one of the kolas has to be repeated and when not. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avram, b'shem the Maharil, that there was a Maisa where they couldn't get the shofar to blow. So they said Vihi Noam into the shofar and then it worked. So he brings down that was only in the Tkiyas to Mu'umad, not in the first Tkiyas. In other words, you can't be mafsik in the middle of the tekiyas to say Vihi Noam. You're losing the bracha. If it didn't start, if you couldn't blow at all, you said the bracha and nothing went, then you can't just say Vihi Noam. He sends us to the Shari Tshuva, who explains that the shofar just wasn't working. They would have to go get another one from a different place. Since they were going to end up having to make the bracha again anyway, so they were allowed to say Vihi Noam, and the Shari Tshuva says they would make another bracha too. Yes, they ruined the bracha by saying Vihi Noam. But it's not a bracha of Atola, because in either case, they're going to have to make a new bracha. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah is not so much into this, and he says that in the Tkiyas Sama Umin, it's really not right. Excuse me, in the Tkiyas Meyushev, it is not right. Here's where the Mishnah Berurah says that the Baal Tokeya and the Makri should learn Hilchus the Shofar very well to know when it is that you have to repeat something and also how much to repeat. There are times that it's only the kol itself that is considered ruined. There are times that you've got to go back to the tekiyah before it as well, which is going to be a sif in Shulchan Aruch, a few sifim in Shulchan Aruch a little bit later. The last halachi here, sif hei hanoto schar litko barosh Hashanah kedei lispal lo letargim b'shabbosis v'yontif. Mechaber says one who takes pay for being the tokeya or in order to be the shliach tzibur or to be metargim. This was in the days that they used to have, there was a takana de rabbanon together with kriyas haTorah, to have someone being metargim it. on Shabbos and Yontif, he will not see Simin Bracha from that schar itself. The Mishneh Berurah sends us to Hilcha Shabbos, where it's discussed at length, and there are two issues there. One is this thing of not seeing Simin Bracha, but there's also an issue of halacha of schar Shabbos. And the halacha is that in order to take schar, it's got to be that it is together with something that is done in the weekday, like you're paying for the preparation as well. There actually is an opinion that lidvar mitzvah, there is no iser of schar Shabbos. But in either case, the Mechaber says that if one will not see simon bracha from the money that he is taking for tekiyah shofar.